We had organized an event, this one was in Kireka in Kampala, to commemorate and to highlight the reason why these 10 people had died innocently during the time we had the Walk to Work protest. The first event had occurred in Masaka. Again, there had been violence. The police halted the event violently. This time they did not even let us begin because by 10 a.m. this morning I was in Kireka and it looked like a battlefield. We had more riot police there than civilians. Finally, we agreed on a venue to hold our event, but they confiscated our public address equipment. When our leaders were going to negotiate for that, that's when they started spraying tear gas and pink dye. We had the police covering the area and spoiling for a fight from the moment we announced that we were going to be in that area. We did have an agreement, and the agreement was that if the police would please return our public address system, we were willing to go at a distance where there was a playground and away from the taxi park. That was the agreement. But they refused to return, and we're moving back and forth asking for the public address system, and they refused to give it back to us. So the breach was actually the police. What we agreed was that we can go to the playground if we can reasonably talk to the people, and they had already captured our public address system. So they agreed to give it to us, and they did not. And that's where the whole problem began.